This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Department of Labor says Google will spend $3.8 million to settle allegations that it underpaid women and unfairly passed over women and Asians for job openings. The agency said the settlement amount includes $2.6 million in back pay to 5,500 employees. The settlement also calls on Google to review hiring and salary practices. The allegations against Google stem from a routine compliance audit several years ago required by Google's status as a supplier of technology to the federal government. Google said in a statement, quote, "We believe everyone should be paid based on the work they do, not who they are, and invest heavily to make our hiring and compensation processes fair and unbiased." The company also said it was pleased to have resolved the matter. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that the Biden administration is considering possible action against Russia. This comes a day after police used batons and tasers against protesters demanding the release of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny. In a TV interview done on Sunday, aired on Monday, Blinken said he was, quote, "deeply disturbed by the violent crackdown." In the same interview, he said China has acted egregiously to undermine Hong Kong, and he warned that Iran is months away from the ability to produce the material needed for a nuclear weapon. Russia's foreign ministry claimed that Washington backed the protest, calling it a gross intervention in Russia's affairs. In the interview, Blinken did not commit to specific sanctions against Moscow. He said he was reviewing a response to the actions against Navalny, as well as other allegations against Russia, by the United States. From Washington, this is VOA News.